A 22-year-old man suffered serious head injuries during an alleged brawl in Maroochydore on Saturday morning. Paramedics were called to Ocean Street just after 3 a.m. before the Narimba local was rushed to hospital in a serious but stable condition. Early investigations suggest the man had been assaulted by several people. Meanwhile, police have released video footage of a man they wish to speak to as they investigate an alleged assault inside a Meriden Plains pub last year. A 22-year-old man was allegedly punched in the face following a verbal altercation inside the venue at Parklands Boulevard around 11:30 p.m. on Saturday, September 10. Well, this year's Anzac Day is momentous for legacy as it marks the centenary of a promise made to help veterans' families. War veteran Brendan Cox says it's an amazing milestone.
The beautiful part of the legacy story is that we don't receive government funding for our services, and all the generosity of the Australian community is what has kept legacy services alive for 100 years, which makes legacy a great Australian story.
Well, a local school will today show how its students have taken part in RSL Queensland's Postcards of Honour initiative. Students at Good Samaritan Catholic College at Bligh Bligh have recently completed these special postcards, which are handwritten and illustrated to acknowledge current and ex-serving Defence Force members. The cards will be collected and distributed to local veterans this morning ahead of tomorrow's Anzac Day commemorations. And a strong win for the Sunshine Coast Falcons in front of a home crowd at Bock Arena at the weekend. Our boys securing an 18-point win over Logan. They're now an equal second on the Q Cup ladder through six rounds.